Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schult for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Goslin moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gosselin scores. Farrell moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Storti moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Storti moves to third. Levy moves to second. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-1 in the game. Schulte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosselin. Porter reaches second base with a double. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Porter moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. Sissel moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gosselin takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for a single. Campbell scores. Gosselin moves to third. It's 3-1, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gosselin scores. Farrell moves to third. It's 4-1, Browns. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Storti hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Levy reaches second base with a double. Farrell scores. There goes Melillo trying to get to home. Averill throws the ball into Montague, who relays the ball to Myatt, who tags Melillo, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 5-1, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-1 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball towards left. Goslin catches it and throws to first to double up Morgan. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-1 in the game. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-2 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Schult reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-1 in the game. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Goslin hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0 for 2 in the game. Vozmik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Storti hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaufman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 2 in the game. Montague hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaum moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaum moves to third. Burnett moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaum scores. Burnett scores. Porter moves to second. It's 5-3, Browns. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Porter moves to third. Cecil moves to second. Two outs. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0 for 3 in the game. Vozmik takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Pete Appleton now pitching. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-3 in the game. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for a single. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Storti takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to third. Melillo moves to second. Clint Brown now pitching. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Levy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Melillo scores. Storti moves to third. It's 7-3, Browns. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaufman hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a pop-up beyond second. Cecil can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Storti scores. Lovey moves to second. It's 8-3, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-4 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lovey moves to third. Schult moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Goslin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Lovey scores. Schult scores. Burns moves to third. It's 10-3, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. Goslin scores. It's 12-3, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson pinch hits for Clint Brown. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Kaufman covering, for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.